ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and significant question. And that question is about what are the characteristics of the humble people? You know, humility is one of the very central and important virtues within Islam, as you know. The characteristic of humility has been referenced in the Holy Quran and the Hadith in many places. And, for example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is it not time for those who have faith that their hearts should be humbled for Allah's remembrance? And, you know, speaking about humility, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said the following, and this is in one of his supplications. Imam Sajjad said, I seek refuge in you from a soul which is never content, a stomach which is not satisfied, and a heart which has no humility. So humility is one of the very important characteristics of a good Muslim, a believer, a mu'min. But, you know, a lot of us think that we are humble people, but it's possible that somebody might say, well, how do we know that we really are humble? Right? Is there any sign that can tell us that we're really humble? Or is there any criteria by means of which we can assess whether we are truly humble or not? In this regards, we have a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he mentions and alludes to the characteristics and distinguishing marks of the humble person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four distinguishing marks of the humble ones. First of all, they pay constant attention to Allah in private and in public. It's not that they simply remember Allah in public, but when they are alone and in private, they forget Allah. No, they remember Allah both in public and when they are alone and in the private. This is the first characteristic of the humble people. The second is this. They carry out good works. They do good deeds. They carry out good works. I'm not just talking about, you know, praying and fasting and, you know, these kind of things. They do, you know, charity work, you know, they help people, help orphans, you know, they help the needy and these kind of things. They do good deeds. The third characteristic is this, they contemplate about the day of resurrection. They remember the day of resurrection, they think about it, and they think about whether they are prepared for that day or not. And finally, the final characteristic and distinguishing mark of the humble that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is this, and they engage in intimate supplication with Allah. Wal munajatu lillah. Munajat means to intimately supplicate with Allah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you know, open up a book of dua and you read a munajat. You know, it means that, you know, when you're sitting there and you're alone, you know, you talk to Allah, you know, it doesn't even have to mean necessarily that you speak to Him, you know, verbally and, you know, talk to Him. It could be that you're just thinking about Him and speaking to Him in your heart, right? These are the characteristics of the humble, their distinguishing marks and criteria by means of which we can assess whether we are truly humble or not. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the humble in the light of the hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.